This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
2020 doesn't need any pleasantries. It hasn't been a great year, but the guys that have been across it from go to woe are the Adelaide Mail, South Australia's other fake news source. Dan, happy end of 2020?
Well, let's wait and see. We're not quite here yet. What else does the year have in store? We don't know. We don't know.
What's that? 13 days, 12 days left. Yeah, there's probably still some surprises around the corner. But we thought we'd take this moment to take a look back of the year that was. What were some of the big stories that Adelaide Mail covered this year?
Oh, look, the Adelaide Mail, we started off poorly, but we feel as the year went on, we definitely only got worse. Now, look, starting off in our traditional festival season of March, where we just managed to squeeze in the Fringe and the supercars and WOMAD and whatnot, we discovered the story of a lost child at WOM Adelaide who was probably better off lost, to be honest with you. But then COVID hit, you know, in late March, and we saw a cancellation of many things, including the annual Adelaide Bat Kissing Festival, an absolute, absolute outrage. And then footy was cancelled, which made it even worse. You know, Port Power had to continue to play in front of empty stadiums, and umpires, you know, didn't know when every single play was ball, according to the Crows fans.
Yes.
So it was just too much.
That's true. There was that big hole from, like, March to June when the footy season got back up and running. I actually had time to see the family, which was nice for them.
Yeah, wouldn't recommend it, but yeah, it's fine. But look, things started to pick up. We were generally quite fortuitous here in South Australia as bars reopened. That was great, but we were unpleased to find that this didn't include the Squatters Arms in Theberton, which is what we've been hanging out for years. We had some scandals in Parliament, obviously, particularly with one Stephen Knoll, but we would have done more stories about him, but he asked us to respect his privatisation. I mean, privacy, what we're going to say there.
I'll slip of the tongue.
For that one. Then there were the extreme weather events, like the mini tornado that happened in Morphett Vale, caused over $800,000 worth of improvements, actually.
I mean, that's one of those stories that you actually think is quite significant, but just faded into insignificance this year. But, you know, it was good. It was like a backyard blitz for Morphett Vale.
I know. And speaking of insignificance, now we've got Zac Efron here as well. He visited South Australia and was immediately locked down, not because of COVID, but as punishment for making the awful 2017 remake of Baywatch. I must say, it's a good way to end it on the celebrity news. That's how they do it on all the morning shows, isn't it?
I think so. You know, a bit of glib news at the end. We have loved the satirical take on Adelaide's news that you've provided all the way through this year. Of course, I don't know, maybe they'll get a holiday article up or two. AdelaideMail.com is the place to go. You can catch them on Facebook, Twitter, pretty much everywhere. Dan, it's been a pleasure this year. Thanks so much.
All the best, mate.